If we could have roll call, please. Bill Lockyer. Bettina Redway for Treasurer Bill Lockyer.
John Chung.
Cindy Ehrenberg, representing State Controller John Chung.
Cynthia Bryant.
Here.
Everyone being present, we'll move to item two, which is approval of the November 17th, 2010 meeting minutes. Are there questions or comments from board members or from the public?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the meeting minutes are approved. We'll move to item three, Executive Director's Report. Mike Paparian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've got two promotions to tell you about amongst CPCFA staff. Jason Bradley, who you know, is the new manager of our Cal Reuse program. Jason replaces Dina Carrillo. Dina was recently promoted to a position at CAITFA. Jason's been handling compliance and related issues for our bond program and other programs at CPCFA. And in his new role, he'll be working on completing an evaluation of our Cal Reuse site assessment program and continuing to implement our Prop 1C Brownfields cleanup program. The second promotion is Doreen Smith, who you know in the front row there. Doreen is the new manager of our bond program. She replaces Patty Tanos, who was recently promoted to a more senior management position at CPCFA. Doreen's been working on bond transactions for us for the past several years. In her new role, she'll be overseeing an expanding program and helping to improve our outreach to potential applicants as we develop ways to utilize all of the carry forward allocation that we have and that we expect to get. As your binder shows in tab three, by the time we're done with 2010, we expect to have issued about $560 million in bonds for the year, about half of them new issue and half of them refunding. We're very pleased about this given the tough economic climate that we've been continuing to face. As we're looking forward to 2011, we're aware of about $600 million in projects that have told us that they expect to close in the first half of the year. So we're looking forward to 2011 being a very active year. In the CalCAP program, you're gonna hear a little bit more about that in a few minutes. We're continuing to work on program expansion with our new state and federal funds. We've contacted over 100 potential new lenders, financial organizations, small business assistance groups, and others as we try to get the word out about the program and attract new lenders to the program. We have 7 new lenders signed up or in the process of signing up, and we expect several more over the next few weeks. We've set a goal for ourselves of doubling our lenders participating in the program from the current 50 to 100 by the end of this fiscal year. We're already seeing an uptick in loan enrollments with over 70 new loans enrolled over the past month. So with that, I think we can move into the agenda unless you have any questions.
Are there any questions from board members? Okay, and we'll move to item four. 4A is the resolution, our annual delegation resolution. Patty is presenting.
Good morning. Patricia Tanis for CPCFA. Staff is requesting board approval of a resolution authorizing delegation authority to the Executive Director and Deputy Executive Director of California Pollution Control Financing Authority for certain routine matters with respect to the authority's bond program. Since January 2009, the board has been approving the delegation authority for one-year terms. The current delegation of authority expires on January 31st, 2011, and we decided to bring it to the board at this time. The request before you today is the same as was approved on May 26, 2010, with the only change being the addition of the ability to respond to any audits, investigations, litigation, or claims made against the authority in connection with any bond issue or any investigation or any bonds by any state or federal regulatory or law enforcement authorities when such response is required by law and is necessary to protect the interests of the authority, the bondholders, or to achieve the terms of the applicable resolution adopted by the board. This change was made at the request of the Attorney General's office to be consistent with the other authorities. Therefore, staff recommends adoption of a resolution authorizing delegation authority to the Executive Director and Deputy Executive Director of CPCFA for certain routine matters as described above, and this resolution delegation authority will be enforced through January 31st, 2012.
Great. I think we have a question from a board member.
Can you tell me about reporting to the board? It's, you know, audits, litigation, investigations sound, you know, serious. So can we just talk about
correct. As in the past, the executive director or the deputy executive director will report to the board any items that they've used their delegation of authority at the next board meeting.
Or I assume sooner if they think that's appropriate.
Or it's appropriate.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you have a question?
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Are there any comments from the public? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That resolution is approved. We'll move to item 4B, which is our annual resolution authorizing the staff to sign contracts.
I'm Donna Yee with the staff of CPCFA. CPCFA is authorized by statute to enter into contracts and interagency agreements for contracts and interagency agreements at or below a certain dollar amount. The authority has historically delegated this authorization to the executive director and in his absence a deputy executive director to enter contracts on behalf of the authority. Staff requests delegation authority for the newly appointed deputy executive director to execute contracts and interagency agreements for amounts up to $300,000. With the appointment of Deputy Executive Director Sherry K. Wall, it is necessary to provide her with the authorization to execute certain contracts and interagency agreements, external contracts, and to amend and extend the term of contracts and interagency agreements as long as it does not exceed $300,000. Michael Paparian, as executive director, retains his authorization to execute such contracts and interagency agreements for amounts up to $300,000. There will be a report to the authority board for amounts of $10,000 or more. The staff recommends approval of the attached resolution in order to authorize the deputy executive director to execute contracts and interagency agreements and amendments thereto on behalf of the authority for amounts not to exceed $300,000. This resolution will remain in effect until the authority revokes this resolution.
Thank you. Are there questions?
At the risk of sounding like a broken record, just would you tell me about the reporting, please, reporting to the board? I'm just curious about the report, you know.
The report. How that works.
On the record, yeah.
We will report monthly any delegation
thank you. I'll move approval.
Second.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public? So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that resolution is approved. Thank you, Donna. We'll move to item 4C, which is request to approve an initial resolution for EnviroPel Energy.
Good morning, Samantha Russell, CPCFA.
Tony Cohn, Westhoff Cohn and Homestead. Good morning.
Morning.
EnviroPel Energy Inc. and/or its affiliates request approval of an initial resolution for an amount not to exceed $25 million to finance the construction of two renewable energy biomass-fueled combustion facilities designed to generate 2.5 megawatts of electricity each, the output of which would be sold to a utility or end user. Staff recommends approval of initial resolution number 1014 for EnviroPel Energy Inc. and/or its affiliates for an amount not to exceed $25 million.
Great. Are there any questions or comments from board members? Oops.
Move approval.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second. Are there any comments from the public? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved.
Thank you.
But I seem to be forgetting what I'm doing. We will move to item 4D, which is a request to approve a final resolution and Small Business Assistance Fund and volume cap for Big Bear Disposal.
Samantha Russell, CPCFA. Big Bear Disposal, Inc., and/or its affiliates request approval of a final resolution and volume cap allocation resolution for an amount not to exceed $4,850,000 and a small business assistance fund resolution for an amount not to exceed $207,600 to finance construction and renovation activities for a materials recovery facility on a leased site in Big Bear City. The company also intends to approve an additional parcel in Big Bear Lake to provide a public drop-off recycling and transfer center. Staff recommends approval of final resolution number 512 and volume cap allocation resolution number 08-242-14 for an amount not to exceed $4,850,000 and a small business assistance fund resolution in an amount not to exceed $207,600 for Big Bear Disposal, Inc., and/or its affiliates.
Okay. Are there questions or comments from board members? Or from the public? Is there a motion?
Move approval. Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. We'll move to item four.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Item 4E, which is a request for volume cap for Biofuels Energy.
Hello. Doreen Smith. Biofuels Energy LLC and/or its affiliates received $14,800,000 in allocation from CPCFA Board on June 23, 2010. The company actually issued bonds in the amount of $11,910,000 because a larger portion of the project than anticipated qualified for equity financing. And since CPCFA is bound by the state's allocation rules when it accepts allocation from SIDLAC, the performance deposit of the applicant would be forfeited in proportion to the amount of allocation awarded but not actually issued. So to avoid this forfeit, staff recommends approval of an amendment to volume cap allocation resolution number 08-242-07 for an amount not to exceed $11,910,000 for Biofuels Energy LLC and/or its affiliates.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments from board members?
Move approval.
Second.
So motion and second. Any comment from the public? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that item is approved. Thank you. We'll move to item F, which is a request from staff to authorize them to apply for funds from U.S. Treasury for purposes of the Capital Access Program.
Good morning. It's Patty Tanis again. The United States Treasury has allocated $168.8 million to California for assisting small businesses. CPCFA staff is requesting board approval to apply to the United States Treasury for up to $168.8 million, and staff is working with the Business Housing and Transportation Agency on a joint application, equally splitting California's allocation. It is anticipated that CalCAP share would be a 50-50 split, totaling approximately $84.4 million. Staff is working cooperatively with BTH staff, and once the application for the federal money is available, we'll determine which agency will take responsibility for reporting requirements to the United States Treasury. Staff will also develop an interagency agreement with BTH and quite possibly the Department of Finance in order to accept the federal monies. Therefore, staff recommends that the board authorize the executive director to work with BTH and apply for and accept funds from United States Department of Treasury for the California Capital Access Program.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from board members? Are there comments from the public?
Move approval.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. That item is approved. We'll move to item five, which is public comment. Seeing no comment from the public, we'll move to item six, which is adjournment. This meeting is adjourned, and Kate Fo will start in just a couple minutes. Thank you.